Hello everyone, this is Dr. Steve with this week's Weekly Wisdom Conversation. And I'm intrigued by this topic because it's one I've thought about quite a bit in the past. And it has to do with the idea that when we're stuck in a particular mood or emotional quandary or thought loop, that it's very easy to think that there's nothing else outside of it and that we're sort of insulated by it, almost as if we're stuck inside of a bubble. There's still this sense that there must be something else outside of it, something beyond it. I find myself making the analogy to weather quite a bit. As a pilot, I've had the experience on many occasions to fly my plane up through an overcast layer and into the clear blue sky above. And it's always a remarkable experience because there's something about being in bad weather, stuck inside of a depressing, gloomy weather pattern, that makes us think that that's the way the whole world is. And it's really rather interesting when you have the ability, as I do, you know, with an airplane, to climb up over it and come to realize that there is something else beyond, above, around that weather pattern, and that there is a bright sunny sky right there. And it's just almost mind-boggling to me that we can be in one state of emotional weather and then rise above it and find ourselves in an entirely different place. And the truth of the matter is that that emotional weather is still there, right? It's the same as real weather. There may be a lousy day going on, and at the same exact moment, from a different perspective, from a higher perspective, there's nothing but beauty to be seen. And how can we take that concept, that idea, and really use it in a way that empowers us in our lives? Because truly, it's easy to pretend that everything's great, you know, the old look on the bright side. That sounds a little bit lame, a little bit silly or trite. But there's something else here that I'd like to try to tease out. And I don't know if I'll be able to get this point across in a way that you can understand, but I'm gonna really do my best because I think it's an important one. And that is this notion that looking on the bright side is not the same thing as pretending that you're not inside of a bad weather pattern. Looking on the bright side is an acknowledgement of a broader perspective, in the same way that saying it's a beautiful day when in fact it feels like a lousy day is actually true. It is a beautiful day if you were only 3,000 feet higher than you are right now. How do you get there? How do you get to that place of 3,000 feet without a plane? How do you get to that place of joy and consciousness when you're stuck inside of your lousy mood? And the plane, so to speak, the vehicle by which we travel to a higher perspective in regard to mood is consciousness. That is, we have the ability to conceive a greater perspective, to sit in our pain and our discomfort and simultaneously recognize that there's something else beyond it. This is the height of true presence. And it might sound paradoxical because you might say, well, if I'm truly present, then I'm present to how miserable I feel, and that bright sunshine isn't what's here right now. But it is. It is there. It's just not visible to you. In our work, in our lives, in our relationships, and in our day-to-day activities, we are affected by what goes on around us, and we're also influenced by the mood that we're in the first place. So, you know, you have a series of circumstances that happen in your life that you interpret in one way if you're in a good mood and in an entirely different way if you're in a bad mood. And the sum total of all that is you end up feeling some level of happiness or unhappiness, which again is a combination of your mood and your circumstances. And so you wake up to the reality of what you're feeling, how you're feeling. And as long as you're really inside of it, as long as you're really under the weather, so to speak, there's very little hope, there's very little possibility of going outside of that. Yet when you acknowledge the fact that this is a mood and that there is a broader perspective beyond it, sometimes you can truly feel differently, you can truly feel better, feel happier. Sometimes you don't feel that, but there's some kind of quality that comes in when you are seeing your own unhappiness from the perspective of happiness. Okay, now that's got to be totally confusing. What I'm getting at is that there's this place that we can go to inside of ourselves where we become the witness to our own feelings, whether they're good or bad, where we are just kind of quietly observing the reality of our moment-to-moment experience. It's like having the perspective from above the clouds. You know, you're looking down and you can see that, yes, there are clouds and yes, I'm under them, but I'm also above them. I'm also up here looking down at how under the weather I am. How does this play out in our lives? What do we do with this philosophical mumbo jumbo? I can tell you that this is what I do with it. I begin to look at myself as if I'm looking at myself in the third person. When I feel really stuck, when I feel really uncomfortable, anxious, depressed, any of that, I look at it and I even language it as if I were talking about somebody other than myself. I might say, he's feeling depressed, he's feeling anxious. I don't do that out loud. I don't want to be weird. I don't want people to think I'm like Jimmy in the old Seinfeld show. But inside of myself, I'm saying, he feels this or he feels that. Now, the person who is saying he feels this or he feels that is not depressed, in the same way that the sunny day is not under the weather. The sun is up over the clouds. And if you were the sun, you might look down and see there were cloudy pockets that were blocking the light, but you'd still be able to see things for what they were. And again, this is exactly how we can rise above our own negativity, our own pain, our own discomfort, our own bad moods, is to develop this third-party witness perspective, to be able to see ourselves as if we're watching ourselves from above. And from that perspective, to just breathe and appreciate our lives and know that even when it feels really bad and really uncomfortable, that's not the whole truth. That's not the reality of your life. That's only the momentary experience or the sensation of your life. And that at any one moment, you always have the ability to shift from victim to witness. You can shift from that place of being under the weather to being the sun above the clouds, looking down and noticing that there's this person under the weather, but it ain't you. This is a very valuable tool to use if you're trying to empower yourself in your business life, for example. You know, this happens to us when we take on a new challenge and we feel fearful. And we want to start building our direct selling business and recruiting people and prospecting and describing our company and offering our business opportunity and booking parties and shows and presentations and all that sort of thing. And we get stuck by that feeling of insecurity or uncertainty or shame. And all of that is what happens under the clouds. And there is a you above the clouds who can say, oh, look at that. Look at her feeling insecure. Look at her feeling uneasy. Look at her being afraid to approach that person. How interesting. But the you who's saying that is more powerful than the you who's feeling that. The you who's saying that, who's witnessing that, from a place of sunniness, is that a word? Is unaffected. That person can actually go ahead and approach others and make the prospecting calls and do all the stuff that you need to do, while that other under the weather person is simultaneously suffering. And what happens is that as you start to live from the place of the above the clouds perspective, that starts to become your reality. That starts to become the truth of who you are. And you start to notice those areas of discomfort, those pockets of bad weather, for what they really are, which is just blockages from the light. They're not you. It ain't really raining. You know, it's sunny up there somewhere, and you can be that sunny person looking on the bright side without deluding yourself, without fooling yourself, without pretending that there's no rain going on. You are aware that there's uneasiness and discomfort. You just happen to also simultaneously realize that you are more than that discomfort, more than that fear, more than that bad mood, more than those limitations. So I guess what I want to do is to encourage you this week to try shifting your awareness and your perspective to the above the clouds perspective. And notice when you start feeling under the weather or fearful or small, that there's a place you can stand where you see all that, but at the same time you're not being all that. A place where you have the ability to take action in a positive and powerful way, to feel joy, even when there's that pocket of bad weather going on beneath you. Now, I have no idea if any of this has made any sense whatsoever to you, but I think I've succeeded in getting my point across and having you understand. Well, I don't know what I've had you understand, but what I've hoped to have you understand is that there is the place that I call the witness place, the above the clouds perspective, the place of light and possibility, and that the more you live there, the less you believe what it feels like underneath the weather. And so when you hear your friends saying to you, it's sunny down here in Connecticut while it happens to be raining up here in Vermont, it's not such a weird feeling anymore. It's not like, but I thought it was raining everywhere. No, you get that there is something beyond what you can see. And I think that's the definition of faith, isn't it? The ability to recognize the reality of that which we can't see. And when you're under the weather, you can't see the light. That doesn't mean it isn't there. So shift your perspective this week, explore this, experiment with it, and above all, please do, and I ask this all the time, but this is one time I really, really request it, please write to me and tell me what you got from this. I want to know whether this point made sense and whether in exploring it and considering it and playing with it, you find any freedom or any more possibility in your life. Tell me what you got from this and whether thinking about it and playing with it gets you to a new level of consciousness. And if it doesn't, you can tell me that too. If I've confused you thoroughly, tell me that too. I want to know how this landed on you. If you're not already a member of the Mindful Selling and Leadership Program, I encourage you to go to the red button on the right side of my website and bring yourself over to the place where you can join our monthly membership site. It's only $10 a month, and you'll get the Mindful Selling and Leadership Hypnosis for Change calls. There's a weekly calls where I give you a trance induction process and help you to make transformations in areas of your life where you're stuck. And it's been a very useful program for a lot of people, and I hope that you take advantage of it. As I said, a very inexpensive program, lots of benefit, also some peripheral articles, interviews, and a lot of other great stuff right there at that site. So go ahead and take a look at that. And if you're listening to this during the week in which it was originally produced, then also bear in mind that we're making a few slots available for the Living in the Present webinar, which is coming up very soon. So take a look at that as well. Anyway, it's been a great pleasure speaking with you here today and thinking together, and I look forward to hearing back from you, and I hope you've gotten a lot of benefit from this, and I'm going to go back and listen to it myself and see if it makes sense to me. Thanks a lot. This is Dr. Steve. Have a great week. God bless.